at the La Homa Wheat Plot Tour visiting today with Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. We've had all kinds of exciting things going on today. Of course, yesterday we saw the new crop numbers come out. So let's start with that and your thoughts on those.
Well, I think the new crop numbers came out relatively close to what we expected. Hard red winter wheat over the entire nation is significantly lower than last year. Oklahoma production, 60 million bushels. The crop tour was at 58. They're feeling good about that number. I'm talking to people today. I think most of them feel that we're going to be lucky to get 58 or 60 million, especially with the weather forecast, with the hot, dry weather potential over the next couple of weeks. Nationwide, the overall U.S. Wheat production numbers close to last year. We are looking at reduced ending stocks, especially for hard red winter wheat, and a small reduction in stocks for U.S.
Well, today you were talking about prices before we saw the Russia invasion and after. So what are those kind of looking like?
Well, before the invasion, we had wheat prices in the upper $7, $8 range and wallowed around for months. You go back when we put this in the ground, you could forward contract for harvest delivery for $7 plus or minus 20 cents. And it stayed relatively level until we hit into February when the invasion happened. Once that happened, then those prices kicked from $8, got up over $11, and now over $12. I think part of that increase is that our crop conditions deteriorated, and another big part of it was the Russia and Ukraine and the lack of exports out of the Black Sea area.
And you also said in the world wheat situation, the stocks are tight, and your concern is we may not be able to get around that.
No, I don't think I don't think we can produce ourselves out of those tight stocks in this marketing year. That's the 22-23 marketing year. The U.S. winter wheat crop production is already established. That number's relatively close. It could go down in the hard red winter wheat areas where it's hot and dry. It may come up a little bit in the winter wheat areas or the soft red winter wheat areas. However, I think our production's relatively fixed. Now, the southern hemisphere, Australia and Argentina, can come in with increased production, but you got those high input costs, nitrogen costs, fuel costs, that's going to impact that. So I don't think we're going to alleviate this tight stock situation over the next 12 months.
And you also mentioned Ukraine. They don't know where to go with theirs.
Ukraine is trying all kinds of things. They're loading trades and shipping it to Romania. They finally shipped a cargo load out of Romania. They're looking at going cross-land to the European Union and trying to export that way. I think if you look at Ukraine, their production is projected to be about 60% of average. However, they've got excess stocks because they haven't been able to export in the last few months. So they probably will have less wheat to export than they normally do if this war ends, but they're still going to have quite a bit to export. Russia, on the other hand, a record production, 3.3 billion bushels, plus they reduced their exports over the last year and a half. So they've got a lot of wheat they can put on the market. You got to say that's pretty smart. I mean, they were exporting wheat at $7 wheat. Now they can export $11 and $12 wheat. That's good merchandising, and Russia will take advantage of it.
What do you think the lasting effects of this invasion are going to be?
Oh, that's to be seen. If Russia comes in and destroys those export elevators, if that export system gets taken out, it's going to have a long-lasting impact on it. Depends on what happened. If those export facilities stay open, no matter who has them, both Russia and Ukraine are going to be trying to put product through those, get them on the market to generate cash for their economies. For the next year or so, it's going to lower it. We could, as you get out into early 23, getting maybe back to normal shipments out of there, but they've got to, even if it stopped, they got to clean the mines out of those passageways. You've got insurance, transportation costs are high out of the Black Sea. They're going to stay relatively high. You could clean it up in 6-9 months. That may be optimistic thinking. Within another year, after we get into the 23 crop, we might be getting back to normal.
Well, changing gears here for our producers here, what advice do you have? You're always known for a third and a third and a third. So in a crop year like we're having this year, what's your advice?
I think you look back over the last year with these relatively high prices, we got more volatility in the prices. I don't think the third and a third is staggering out enough because, you know, we're getting in the 21 harvest, we were getting 50, 75 cent daily price moves. You could take a dollar off of it in a week and then put $2 back over it the next week. We saw that happening. If you would have sold off the truck and harvested between late June and early July, you'd have sold on the bottom of the market, even though you sold it at harvest. I think you've got to cut it into 20% at a time. If you're big enough, 10 or 15 cent. I think you need to stagger it out over time. I still would sell it during the harvest time period. That's June, July, August, maybe September. Especially if that Black Sea was to open up, that's really going to take prices down. But I still like the harvest time and right after harvest, before the European crop comes on the market, as the best marketing time. And if you can't predict prices, you might as well go with what normally works.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Anderson, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for visiting with me.
Absolutely.